So your reading then becomes an important part in the subject. The Baird book is the one that we've used for several years now. So I've tried to find a book that covers as many of the topics as possible. I've never actually evaluated the textbook in this subject across the students because there is no one textbook that does it all, and hence it's sort of a slightly arbitrary choice. But there's never been bad feedback about Baird, and it does cover a lot of topics well. There's another small book by Andrews, Brimblecombe, etc. The second edition is actually bigger than the first edition. There's not too much more that I'm using in the second edition than the first, so if you buy this one, the second edition is better than the first. I've put three copies into reserve. I expect you read the whole book. Okay, so that's why there are three copies there. I think they're on 2 to 3 day reserve, so you can just borrow them for a weekend. It's a little baby book. It's only like about that thick, the first edition. It's easy reading. It covers a lot to do with soils, aquatic, air chemistry. And rather than try and pick nearly most of the pages in the book, I'm just saying, just as a light read, just sit down over the weekend underneath the coconut palm and read the whole thing. The lecture notes then that I go with these broadcasts. I'm expecting you've got a copy of those and the lab notes and the report book. Now, the function of the report book, totally different to first year, and I don't really care if you don't have this, but you have to have a book there in the practice for writing down your results. So the key is we're trying to train you more towards how you're going to work once you get out of uni, and you always have to have a book that's there that people can check to make sure that you're actually recording your data as you go through your experimentation, and people can check it to make sure that you have entered everything into it. So that's a function of your report book, and obviously lab notes as usual are your instructions on how to